This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions in Gaza near the border with Israel before sunset on Tuesday, a month since the Hamas attack which sparked Israel's fierce military assault on the enclave. Israel has bombarded the enclave since the Hamas raid on southern Israel 1 month ago, when its fighters killed 1,400 people and seized 240 hostages. Gaza health officials say the Israeli assault has killed more than 10,000 Palestinians, including some 4,100 children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Gaza's busiest thoroughfare has become a terrifying escape route for Palestinian civilians running for their lives from heavy combat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Some report shots being fired at them and said they saw bodies along the way, while many escape with just the clothes on their back. Meanwhile, in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, five bodies, including three children, were pulled out from the rubble of destroyed buildings after the area was hit by an Israeli airstrike. An Associated Press journalist saw the victims being recovered while first responders continued the search for survivors. Ahmed Al-Naja, a general director at the Education Ministry in Gaza, tells the AP he and his families were victims of the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The number of evacuees leaving the Gaza Strip through Egypt rose on Tuesday, a day after the Rafah border crossing was reopened. At least 500 people, most of them foreigners or dual nationals and their dependents, passed through Rafah, the only crossing that does not border Israel, Egyptian security sources said. Evacuations through the crossings were suspended Saturday and Sunday after an Israeli strike on an ambulance that was heading to Rafah. This is VOA News. More explosions were reported in Russia's annexed Crimea just days after Ukrainian forces damaged a Russian missile vessel. Elsewhere, Moscow's forces continued intensive shelling of Ukrainian residential areas and critical infrastructure. Anna Chernikova has details.
Russian Ministry of Defense reported that Russian air defense shot down 17 drones over Crimea and the Black Sea. The previous Ukrainian attack in Crimea resulted in serious damage to Russia's newest missile carrier ship, destroying its main weapon system. British intelligence believes that Ukraine's attack on a ship in Kerch could force Russia to move its fleet even farther away. Russian forces also continue shelling of the Kherson and Dnipropetrovsk regions. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
The U.S. on Tuesday accused Russia of financing a Latin America-wide disinformation campaign that feeds media contacts with propaganda and fake news aimed at weakening support for Ukraine and boosting anti-U.S. and anti-NATO sentiments. Quote, the Kremlin's ultimate goal appears to be to launder its propaganda and disinformation through local media in a way that feels organic to Latin American audiences, said a U.S. State Department statement. It's the latest volley by Washington in its attempts to counter what it says is Russia's use of disinformation to promote the Kremlin's foreign policy goals. It's election day in the U.S., and Americans headed to the polls in several states. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Taylor Swift is encouraging Swifties to vote. Use your voice, she said on Instagram, to those registered to vote in Colorado, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is seeking re-election against a cousin of rock and roll legend Elvis Presley. Democrat Brandon Presley's raised more money. Voters in Kentucky will decide whether to give a second term to Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat running in a heavily Republican state. In Ohio, voters will decide whether to amend the state constitution to favor abortion rights. I'm Rita Foley.
The Republican Party majority in the U.S. House of Representatives showed no signs Tuesday of an agreement to a government funding plan to keep federal agencies open just 10 days before Congress faces its next shutdown deadline. Republican lawmakers, who hold a slim 221 to 212 House majority, met behind closed doors to debate options on how to structure a stopgap measure known as a continuing resolution, or CR, that would temporarily fund the government after current funding expires November 17th. I'm Joe Ramsey.